The cellulose acetate filter is the chief component of tobacco product waste throughout the world. There's more than 4.5 trillion cigarettes that are dumped irresponsibly into the environment every year. And these produce leachates that include toxic chemicals, the 7,000 chemicals that are in cigarettes, plus the 50 carcinogens among them, as well as plastic particles that may actually have an implication for human health through microplastics in the drinking water. The remedies for this huge environmental problem every year, which is the most common thing picked up on beach and urban cleanups every year, is to both conduct upstream and downstream interventions, and perhaps even more importantly, to include something called extended producer responsibility, which shifts the responsibility all along the supply chain to the producers, distributors, and users of the tobacco product. These include things such as cleanups. This is downstream, and this is what's been done. The problem with that is that really doesn't do that much good. Even if there's recycling or collection, every year the beach cleanups pick up several million cigarette butts, but again, there's trillions every year that are dumped into the environment. Upstream solutions include things like incorporating the price of the cleanups into the price of cigarettes, that is through a tax or a litter fee that is applied to each pack of cigarettes sold. But more effective, I think, is to change the product, that is eliminate the cellulose acetate filter from the cigarette market. This would go a long ways in terms of preventing the plastic pollution and probably change people's behavior in terms of reduced satisfaction from smoking and consequently less initiation and more quitting.